Yes, Monday we will be broadcasting the solar eclipse live from Courthouse Square, and joining us will be one of the classes from the Kenwood Elementary School, and the principal of that award-winning school, Bob Bales, is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's been way too long since we talked, Bob. Nice to have you on the air with us. And I'm looking forward to this part of the Monday celebration of the eclipse. Tell us about which class is coming and what they're going to be doing with regard to the eclipse.
Certainly. Well, our sixth graders, we're a preschool through sixth grade elementary school of 139. Our sixth graders will be joining you and the great people from the Robert Ferguson Observatory at Courthouse Square Monday morning. And then the remainder of our classes from kindergarten through fifth grade will be having teacher-directed activities here on campus.
Okay, so what will the kids in Courthouse Square actually, I understand they're conducting what's called citizen science experiments.
Exactly. So they'll be, they'll be taking the lead from the people from the observatory, but we'll be integrating science, measurement, geography, and art, similar to what we'll be doing here at school. But it's pretty exciting for our sixth graders. They're the kind of the lead grade of our school level. Looking forward to the first field trip of the year after day four. We just started yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Halley's Comet when I was a kid that was the big deal. But I love that you're taking this, like, hey, here's this great teachable moment that's happening, and we're not going to pass it up with our students.
Well, thank you, Larry. You said it perfectly. In fact, you probably know the last eclipse of this magnitude in our area was on February 26th, 1979. Putting that in perspective, I was a sophomore in college. The 49ers were 4 months away from drafting a young quarterback from Notre Dame named Joe Montana, who, of course, later went on to become a Sonoma County resident. And I've done my homework. The next eclipse will be in 2024, so we're jumping all over this. We're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. And of course, on Monday, we will have the folks from the Robert Ferguson Observatory in Kenwood with us, and they are bringing their telescopes, their solar fitted telescopes, so that people can actually, look at the eclipse through that safely. We'll have the eclipse glasses there, of course, and also on the KSRO website, which maybe some of your kids could take advantage back in the classroom in Kenwood. We'll have the feed live from Courthouse Square about what the eclipse is doing in Santa Rosa. And we'll also have the Napa feed, which will describe and give you a great visual on what they call the path of totality of the eclipse.
I love that phrase. I'm a regular listener.
Me too.
Pat, I think I need to hire you as my curriculum director. It doesn't pay anything, but it's kind of like radio, I guess. So we'd love to have you.
He knows too much about me, that's for sure. Well, these kids, you're used to doing really unusual events with these kids, and this has certainly got to be among them.
We are very, very excited. And again, with the size of our little country school, we're able to be a little more nimble, a little more quick to react to things for teachable moments, as Larry described it, and that's really an apt phrase. And we're just looking forward to this unique opportunity for all of our kids.
You know, I was looking over the, no offense, I was looking over the lunch menu for Monday the 21st. I thought it was going to be like Orbit Burgers or something, but it's pulled pork sandwiches.
You know, Larry, we have decided not to serve the Chardonnay until after school hours, first of all, so I think we should be okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing. I mean, the Kenwood Elementary School is so well thought of and so highly awarded. And I know you are at the helm of that, Bob. So congratulations! And I can't tell you how much we're looking forward to having the kids with us on Monday as we broadcast the solar eclipse.
It'll be a lot of fun. I do want to say, I know you're a Kenwoodian, and thank you for your support and the support of our Oakmont community, Kenwood, Sonoma, the Sonoma Valley District right next to us, which supports us greatly as well by providing quality programs for all of our kids, both Kenwood and Sonoma Valley schools.
Happy to do it, Bob. And are you going to be over at Courthouse Square on Monday, or are you going to be back with the classes?
I'm probably going to be back here on campus where the majority of our students are, but they're in the able hands of their wonderful teacher, Mrs. Morrissey. Looking forward to seeing you and checking with everybody at Courthouse Square. It should be an exciting morning. Looking forward to your broadcast as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I'll be sure to call her Mrs. Morrissey, as I should. Thank you, Bob, and thanks for lending your kids to us for the solar eclipse broadcast on Monday.
Pat and Larry, it's been my pleasure. Have a great day.
That's Bob Bales, principal of the Kenwood Elementary School in Kenwood.